Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome into the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Wednesday, December 1st. Happy December. Welcome to the final month of the year, and welcome to another week of Survivor Talk on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. Michael Beller, Derek Van Riper here with you to take you through our Week 13 Survivor picks. Actually, a handful of decent options on the board if you are still alive, assuming you've got at least one or two of those options available to you. DVR, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. I mean, from a Survivor perspective, I am now officially eliminated from the show pool. I am out in the pentathlon, so my apologies to anybody who followed my advice and lost their season on the Eagles last week. I think the Bears needing to win on a last-second field goal against the Lions at least scratched the itch that I had some concerns about them not being a lock to win, but a win's a win, right? That's all we care about. Why the Eagles failed me? Well, I'm pretty angry about it and disappointed in them, but we'll hash that out on a future episode.
Yeah, for sure. So we've been treating this as a two-strike pool here, and you took your second strike on the Eagles. They go down to the Giants last week. I am still totally unscathed in our show pool here after advancing on the Patriots last week, and I'm alive in one Survivor pool that is not our show pool. There are eight people left in it, and I advanced in that one with the Patriots as well. So I'm going to be treating this like a little bit of a laboratory, DVR. Definitely happy to pick your brain a little bit, because that one with the eight people left, I would very much like to win that Survivor pool. So let's get into it. Week 13, there are, as I said, a few very popular picks, and with good reason. These pick use numbers I reference come to us from Yahoo. Right now, the Vikings, the most popular pick in Week 13. Almost 30% of Yahoo pickers going with the Vikings over the Lions. Just behind them, the Rams over the Jaguars at 28.2%. Then you drop down to 11.5% where you find Buccaneers over Falcons, and just a couple percentage points behind that, Cardinals over Bears, the four most popular plays on the board. All of them understandable. DVR, I have to say that I assume the Rams would be the most popular pick if this were week one or week two or week five or week eight, but a lot of people have used the Rams, which is why they probably aren't the most popular selection. Rams over Jaguars, an easy one to get behind if you still have them. Bucks over Falcons, a relatively easy one to get behind if you still have them as well. But those teams are not available to either you or I. We'll just keep it rolling, even though you're eliminated, quote, from this pool. Just keep it rolling as though you are picking, as though you're still alive. So the teams that you've already used at this point, not available to you. We both have used the Rams. We both have used the Buccaneers. Before we get into our one true pick, if you had one of those teams available, would they be your go-to pick in this week?
I think if I had, let's just say the Rams, because the usage is about equal. If I had the Rams and the Vikings available, I feel like I'd rather just burn the Vikings now, because I think I might have another spot later where I'd have more confidence in the Rams. That being said, I wouldn't talk people out of the Rams if they do still have them. I used them, I think, back in week six of the show. They used them back in week one. They were your opener for the season. Yep. So they're long gone for both of us. I mean, the Vikings, no Dalvin Cook, no big deal. The Lions have, they've hit the official bottom in the Massey Peabody power rankings. not only are the Lions the worst team in the league, they're the worst team in the league on a neutral field by 5 points, according to that model.
Wow.
That's pretty big in a model like this, because if you look at Houston and Jacksonville and the Jets, the teams that are the next three worst teams, they're all within less than 1 point of each other. But there's a 5-point gap from the Texans to the Lions for 31st to 32nd in this model. So at this point, even if the pod odds are where you should probably try to get away from whoever's playing the Lions, more often than not, whoever's playing the Lions is by far the safest play on the board. So you at least have to consider it, given all the circumstances, given that the next three most heavily favored teams, most utilized teams are all gone. I've already used all of them. For me, the one true pick this week is the Vikings over the Lions. Don't tempt fate if you don't have to.
Yeah, they're a team that's available to me in this pool. They're a team that's available to me in my other pool. And they're definitely part of my decision-making process for all the reasons that you said. I will say that if I had the Rams still available, that's probably where I go. We're just at a point where any given week can be the week in Survivor. Right? And so there is an element of the Rams being usable down the line, which they certainly will be. And this is definitely the best time to use the Vikings from this point forward. But any week can be the one that ends it. And I have zero doubt about the Rams beating the Jaguars. I'm basically there with the Vikings against the Lions, but stranger things have happened. The Lions are like 7-4 or 8-3, something really good against the spread this season. They're actually one of the best against the spread teams in the NFL this season. It doesn't really matter if they're 11.5-point dogs and they lose by 6. Doesn't matter for you in Survivor, but they have been in a lot of close games. I mean, you have to give them that. They've been in a lot of one-score games, a lot of field goal games. How many times have they... last week against the Bears was their third walk-off field goal loss of the season, wasn't it? The Ravens, Vikings the first time, and then the Bears. Yeah. So, like, they've been right there. They're still a very, very, very bad team. But if there was something that, if something's going to get screwy in Vikings Lions or Rams Jaguars, it's going to be in Vikings Lions. It's not going to be in Rams Jaguars. So, if I had the Rams available, that would be where I would go. So that's to everyone who does have the Rams available. I do not have the Rams available, so I'm actually going to go Cardinals over Bears for my one true pick. Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins return to practice on Wednesday. That's as good a sign that we're going to get. I mean, they're going to play. They're both going to be out there against the Bears on Sunday. Bears have a ton of injury issues of their own on the defensive side of the ball, and I just think that the Cardinals should, after the bye, getting Kyler. I mean, Kyler hasn't played in 5 weeks, so you know, it's a little bit risky. We've seen it with Dak Prescott against the Broncos a couple weeks ago. We saw it with Russell Wilson, and we still haven't seen him get back. It can be risky to trust a quarterback in his first game back from injury, but this is not a situation where it feels as though Kyler Murray is being rushed back in. And he's practicing on Wednesday, and this was something the Cardinals said before they even practiced. They said that Kyler and Hopkins were going to practice. So this is now coming out of the bye with Dak and with Russell Wilson. It was late-week practices that they were participating in before they suited up on Sunday. Kyler Murray suiting up in practice on Wednesday, that has me feeling very good that he's basically going to be himself on Sunday. And again, so many injuries for the Bears on defense. I think the Cardinals should be able to take care of this one relatively comfortably. Cardinals are definitely my one true pick. The Vikings are right there for me. They would be my second pick in this should something happen, should something pop up on Friday and suddenly Kyler isn't playing. Then I want to pivot to the Vikings. But for the time being, the Cardinals my one true pick here.
Yeah, I think it totally makes sense. And we've said this before, the Cardinals' Super Bowl hopes hinge on the health of Kyler Murray. If he is healthy, they are a threat to go to the Super Bowl and to win it. If he's not healthy, they're not winning a playoff game. Like, it's just not happening. So getting him right before bringing him back has made sense all along. They had enough of a cushion to do that. I do like this call here. Arizona, long gone for me. I used them way back in week 3, so far off my radar. I mean, the team that I had left in our pool on this show that I'm surprised I didn't use earlier is Kansas City. I think I was saving them, and then they weren't good for a little stretch, and I got bounced, and the matchups didn't fall the right way where I could use them. And they're a big favorite this week, 9.5 home point favorites against Denver. If you're in the select group of weirdos with me where you didn't use them yet, they're right there as an option this week too. I know they're not popular because they've been burned, but it'd be nice to have them available if you pulled the DVR and just happened to not use them to this point.
Yeah, my quote real survivor pool where I'm still alive. I knew I used the Rams in that. And so after the Patriots beat the Titans last week and advanced me, first thing I did was go and see if I had the Chiefs available in that, because I couldn't remember off the top of my head if I had used them in that one. And I had used them. I agree. That is a great pick to go with if you have them available in Yahoo Survivor Leagues. They're just 6.5% used right now. I'm sure part of that has to do with the fact that, again, most people who are alive in Week 13 have used the Chiefs to get to Week 13, which makes a ton of sense. But that is one that I feel very comfortable with. And then there also, like, if you have them and you are one of 8 people, one of 10 people, 2 of 10 people, whatever it might be, that have them available in your league, that's a really nice pivot. That's a really, really nice pivot to go with, and this is a good time to use them at home against the Broncos. Sunday Night Football, that game got flexed into Sunday night. So that is a one that I would be comfortable with and I am not using here. I believe I've used the Chiefs in our pool, but yeah, not going to use them in this spot. I think the Vikings are a team that I would be comfortable with. If the Buccaneers were a team I had, I would be comfortable with them as well. But I also wouldn't use, like, I wouldn't use, if I had Buccaneers and Rams, I'm not using the Bucs. If I had Buccaneers and Cardinals, I think I'm still going Cardinals. If I had Buccaneers and Vikings DVR, I'm probably still going Vikings. And that's got a lot to do with wanting to save the Buccaneers and not feeling quite as confident in them as I am in the Rams.
Yeah, and I think the other thing you have to think about, of course, is who does the other handful of teams in your pool left, who do they still have available, right?
Always got to think about that.
That creates the unique leverage, right? So my Rams versus Vikings preference, like, based on the spread, the answer is overwhelmingly take the Rams if you have them. Mm-hmm. They're 13-point home favorites. Vikings do have to go on the road to Detroit, which makes things a little bit more difficult for them. If you know that most of your pool has already used the Rams and they're all therefore going to be on the Vikings, take the leverage. Take the leverage if you have the opportunity. So make sure you're factoring all of that into the analysis. I know we've reached the point. We had someone reach out to us on Twitter. I think it was after Thursday of this week, saying that, you know, the Texans were the team he was thinking about. Mm-hmm. We've reached that point in the season for some pools where if you want leverage in some cases, you got to do something really unusual. But it could be the difference between knocking everybody else out and winning, or, you know, eventually just petering out and falling just short of winning your pool. So you do have to take a calculated risk at some point, depending on who's got what teams left at their disposal.
And that's really where I'm sitting in my pool as well. So just to give you a real world example of this, again, 8 people remaining in this pool. I'm one of 6 who have the Vikings. And I love the Vikings this week. I think they're a great survivor pick this week. I think they win relatively easily against the Lions. But if I know that, like, 5 of those 5 of the 8 are going to take the Vikings, and I have a team like Arizona available to me, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to take that side, and I'm going to go with Arizona, and then I'm going to pray for a Lions upset. Like, that is really where you have to be thinking when we have reached this stage of survivor pools. And so that's also part of the reason why I'm going to be going Arizona as my one true pick rather than the Vikings, even though I think the Bears are a much friskier opponent than the Lions are. They could definitely give Arizona a little bit more trouble than I think the Lions are going to give the Vikings, but leverage is all about the finding those teams that can win you a pool, that can end it for you, and the Vikings are going to be a dangerous team in that way. I'm not saying dangerous as in I would avoid them, but dangerous enough that there could be pools won because the Lions pull off an upset, and I'm not sure that's going to be true of really any other team. I mean, I suppose the Bears and Cardinals could fit into that as well, depending on the makeup of your pool. It's just more likely that it is Vikings and Lions that end up being the game that does that.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, 2 pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Are there any spots where you would be deliberately fading a team for non-pod odds reasons, non-leverage reasons, but real-life upset reasons?
Not really this week. This week is more straightforward in terms of how the spreads break down, where I don't look at any of the teams that are favored by a touchdown plus and go, yeah, they should be on an upset alert. Like, I think compared to week 12, week 13 has a much better balance in terms of the types of games you're looking at and your confidence level in those teams actually coming through. I think a lot of the secondary options, or even like the let's get wild sort of options we talk about at the end of our show, they're weird this week, right? I mean, the Steelers are a 4.5-point home underdog against the Ravens. Like, would I even dare use the Ravens if I had them available? No, because that situation is just an utter mess. Like, the Raiders are favored by 2.5 at home against Washington. Do I want to mess with that game this week?
I don't.
Not at all. Like, I have no idea. Like, I just feel like there's a few games like that where I look at the line, I look at the two teams, I look at their strange paths to where they are at this point, the various injuries they might be dealing with, and I have no feel for that game. The Dolphins, they're 4-point home favorites against the Giants. Mm-hmm. Like, picking that game against the spread or feeling like that -4 is actually good for the Dolphins if I need to dig deep, I don't feel good about that at all. Like, so this is a tough week from like a spread pick perspective for some of those mid-range games. And I think that's what kind of steers us into some of these bigger favorites, is that we have a few of them available who, frankly, are big enough favorites where the math is overwhelmingly in their favor. That was not the case last week.
All right, DVR, I'll wrap up the show with a case for one of those teams, actually. If I were going to go off the board, I'm going with the Dolphins. As you mentioned, 4-point favorites against the Giants this week. But Daniel Jones, dealing with a neck injury, might not play. So that means Mike Glennon would be the starter for the Giants. And something's clicked for the Dolphins over these last few weeks. The opponents necessarily haven't been the greatest, but something has clicked for them. They've got a little bit of a good mix going offensively, getting a little bit more RPO going with Tua Tagovailoa. The defense has played a whole lot better over the last month or so, and they are a far superior team to a Mike Glennon-led Giants squad. So I will say, right now I have the Cardinals locked in, and that's good for this show. For this show, Cardinals definitely locked in as my one true pick. In my other pool, I have the Cardinals selected right now. If the if it's Mike Glennon, if Mike Glennon gets the start for the Giants, if that's announced on Friday, Saturday, whatever, I could see myself switching over to the Dolphins, because I think that they are a touchdown better than the Giants with Mike Glennon in place of Daniel Jones. So that is one that I would argue for if you've used all these teams, or if you really want to go extreme leverage and just hope for craziness. The Dolphins are the one team that I can absolutely endorse this week, assuming it is Mike Glennon. If it's Daniel Jones, then I am not traveling down that road. But that's the road we talk about when we get this deep in the season in Survivor Pools. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope this helps you navigate your Week 13 Survivor picks. For DVR, I am Michael Beller. Good luck in Survivor. We're back with you the rest of the week on the Athletic Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope that you are joining us for all of those episodes. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.